Harvey, I don't need a perp walk or front page headline. I just want the person responsible.
Then hand me the deal we just negotiated, and justice will be served.
You know, if this were anyone else but you, I wouldn't even be given the courtesy of this meeting.
Becky, we're both benefiting from this. You've got nothing on my clients, and I'm going to help you get the person responsible. So let me just go do that.
You better make sure Miss Stone signs this, otherwise we don't have a deal.
How long have we known each other?
Since you were in the DA's office.
Then you know we'll have a deal. That's it.
How did it go with the Department of Justice?
Follow me, you'll find out.
I get to sit in?
With your head down, your mouth shut, this isn't a usual...
What are you doing? Quick, act like you're telling me something important.
I am telling you something important.
And then after the injunction, you know, both parties decided to reassess... That woman with Rachel I took the LSATs for her a couple of years ago, if she saw me, she could blow my cover.
Well, really?
And how would that go? Excuse me, when I was cheating for my LSATs, that was the guy who took the test for me? It could go down like that. You don't know. People say things.
Miss Stone, correct me if any of this is wrong, but you and I both know it's not.
Please address me, not my client, Mr. Spector.
You mean your client who purchased $10 million of Lunardi Pharmaceuticals, and then a day later, word of their FDA approval got out, and the stock shot up to $30 million?
She purchased that stock for your clients, Bert Kimball and Dean Morello, based on a tip sheet handed out by your clients.
An allegation that tainted their reputation, yet the DOJ looked into it and found nothing.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I'll turn your client over in person. No handcuffs. It'll be a country club prison. And I'll make sure that she's processed as gently as possible, as long as she admits that she made this trade of her own accord.
It's a crappy deal wrapped in pretty paper. Why aren't we dealing with the Department of Justice?
Because the DOJ wanted to put you behind bars for 7 years, and I got them down to 11 months. Look, it's a great deal. You're going to sign it. You're going to serve your year in prison. And every night when you climb into your bunk, you're going to thank your lucky stars that Harvey Specter negotiated on your behalf.
Nobody's ever going to believe me, and I don't have the resources to fight this thing forever. So I'll sign the goddamn deal. But I'm not thanking anybody.
Harvey, you came through. My company's reputation means everything to me. Thank you.
So I trust we won't be hearing from the Department of Justice again?
Unless you plan on inviting them to the company's Christmas party, Bert. No.
I told Morelli you could fix this for us. Thank you, Harvey.
Reality's starting to sink in. The Abby's a little wound up right now. Let's give her a minute.
I've got the pretty papers in my office for you to look over.
Keep an eye on her.
You here to make sure I don't change my mind about the deal?
No. Would you?
You know, my father was a teacher. He worked hard, followed the rules. Last year, the district cut his pension to save their budget. I went to Wall Street so I could make some money before getting into teaching myself. I never thought I'd have to worry if they let convicted felons teach.
Can I get you some water or something? I'm just gonna get you some water.
Hey.
Hey.
Got it.
Thanks.
So, that girl you were with earlier, she a friend of yours?
Teresa, yeah. She used to be paralegal here. We were pretty close.
She worked at Pearson Hardwick?
And I just had the unique pleasure of giving her the summer intern tour for prospective employees.
Really?
Yeah. She's in her second year of Harvard Law, meeting with the partners as we speak.
Huh.
I know. We used to do everything together, and now if she gets this job, she will technically be my boss.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rachel. We need to talk about it.
No, thanks.
No.
What?
She's gone.
See the man I wanna stay, feel me you. Give all of these a fight, feel wild.
You left her alone to get her a water? What, she didn't want a latte?
I was trying to be helpful.
You were very helpful to her.
You didn't see her, Harvey. She was scared. She was a wreck.
Maybe that had to do with the fact that she was about to go to prison for 11 months.
I think she was having the reaction of an innocent woman.
And what was telling you that? Your years of investigative experience?
I listened to her, that's all.
Let me tell you something, okay? Just because a pretty girl tells you a story doesn't mean it's true. If she'd gone to trial, the burden of proof would be on the prosecution, yet her own lawyer told her to take the deal, not to mention that innocent people don't run.
I think this fell out of her purse. I found it here.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because you were mad at me before.
So your answer to that is to delay giving me important information?
Well, when you put it like that.
Okay, I gotta smooth things over with the DOJ. That phone is our only lead. Try not to lose it before I get back. Okay?
Becky, there's been a slight hiccup on the Gabby Stone business.
I don't hear about any hiccups. She signed the deal or not?
Well, she was about to. My associate left her alone for a second. She took off.
Gabby Stone's in the wind.
In the wind? Really? The woman isn't a world-class felon. She'll turn up.
Well, it better be soon or the deal's off the table and I'm going after your clients.
That's funny. I don't think so. The SEC decided they had no case, and their burden of proof is lower. If you had something on my clients, you would have charged them already.
Harvey,
I went out on a limb for you. You make me look bad on this, I promise you, you'll regret it.
Donna, where the hell's Mike?
Anyone know a guy named Bradley?
Yeah, guy's about to miss the jumper.
All right, does he have a last name?
Brickstein.
Do I look like I have time for jokes?
Rieger.
Bradley.
Come on, home it!
Mr. Rieger. Bradley Rieger! Sorry, can I help you? I'm sure you've heard about the investigation regarding Gabby Stone.
Are you with the Department of Justice?
I have several questions for you. Did you help Gabby when she was charged with insider trading?
Of course I did. She wasn't just a trader, she was my friend. I recommended a lawyer and let her borrow some cash after you guys froze her account.
That was Henderson. He's a stickler for procedure. Tell me, when was the last time you saw her?
Bradley, let me inform you that withholding knowledge of the whereabouts of a known fugitive is a federal offense. Do you understand me? Gabby came in here 20 minutes ago. She asked to borrow my keycard to Morello Assets offices, and I gave it to her.
Well, the department appreciates your honesty. Oh, and, Mr. Rieger, put a little arc in your jump shot, all right? If poor shooting were a crime, I'd be forced to arrest you right here. It's embarrassing. Go get him. Harvey, I know where she is. What are you doing here? I told you I'd get her.
And I would let you. I just wanted to make sure she didn't get away again.
The water was right outside the room, okay? And you said innocent people don't run. Do guilty people run back to the scene of the crime?
We don't know what she's doing. She could be planning on taking a baseball bat to all these computers for all we know.
Gabby, what are you doing?
That stock was on my tip sheet. It was on mine. If I could find that tip sheet, I could prove my innocence.
Is this what guilty people do?
I know they're your clients, but can you help me, please?
I'm sorry. You can either come with us, or we'll have the Department of Justice bring you in.
So I meant to ask you, how did your friend's interview go yesterday?
Teresa, she didn't get the internship.
So, how do you feel about that?
To be
be honest, I'm relieved. I mean, she would have been a daily reminder of what I couldn't do, that I'll never score high enough on the LSATs or get into law school.
You know, that doesn't have to be true.
It is. I need to accept that I will always be a paralegal because of this stupid test.
I had a hard time sleeping last night. You want to know why?
No.
Because Gabby Stone is innocent.
Oh, I slept like a baby.
I don't think you believe that. You think she's innocent, too. You just don't want to pursue it.
She's not our client.
No, Morello is our client. And if someone else in that office is responsible and they do it again, that won't that put our client in jeopardy?
Ooh, yep. I'm right. You know it. And now you have the responsibility to investigate.
Did you tell that guy at the basketball court that you were an attorney for the Department of Justice?
Not explicitly. I mean, people hear what they want to hear. I won't impersonate a federal agent again.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mike. Can I give you my roommate's cat for the weekend?
Let's get it over with. I have some actual work to do.
No, no, it's not what you think. It's just very annoying, and I figured if you were looking after it, the cat's as good as gone, right?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Some sort of shenanigans?
No, it's nothing. It's just stuff between associates.
I said, what's going on?
Seth's just giving me a hard time for losing Gabby Stone yesterday.
Oh, but we know at this firm that we don't dwell on our colleagues' mistakes, right? I mean, just because one of your fellow associates is incompetent doesn't mean you have to constantly remind us more of what a careless idiot he really is, right? You.
Harold, yeah, I called you two nights ago and you didn't answer your phone, which is really funny because you're a first-year associate who's lucky enough to be working here at Pierce Apartment. So when I need to get a hold of you, you will be reachable at all times. I don't care if you're in a coma. Hospital that's been burning down, your mother's about to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. You will pick up your phone.
Absolutely.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Can you leave my office, please?
Harvey, once this whole Morello thing gets fixed, remind me to be irritated with you for not billing more on the Swindon merger.
The fact is, mergers are boring, okay? Plus, I'm busy. Also, mergers? Boring.
How'd you get these?
You mean tickets to the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of King Lear?
The show was sold out the minute these tickets went on sale. I live for King Lear. How did you know that?
It's my job to know that.
But why?
Louis, your billables are outstanding. You've landed 3 high-profile clients in a month, and I want to show you my appreciation. And I'm very happy that you're excited.
So should we get to number 4 or after the play?
I don't know.
Jessica, do you remember when we went to that Yankee game and you caught that foul ball and you ate all my nachos? Did we go to the steakhouse that night? Oh, that was a good meal.
Have a good time.
You know what, Louis? Dinner after.
I'll have Norma make a reservation.
Fantastic.
Dean, Gabby Stone's still making noises about these tip sheets. She insists that she had a different sheet on the day she bought Lenard.
She's lying.
I understand, but after she broke into your offices last night, the DOJ might be inclined to start rattling cages again. So, for the record, you're telling me the truth, right?
Harvey, you worked for me, remember?
Well, as your lawyer, I need to be able to tell the DOJ that we're all above board.
Of course.
So you don't mind if I look around for myself?
We've had a clean record for 50 years. Please, Harvey, look around.
Why is that on my desk?
Because the LSATs are a week from Saturday.
Great, go away. I'm busy.
There are only 4 tests a year, which means if you miss this one, you're going to have to wait another 3 months.
I can do math too, Goodwill Hunting. When did I say I was ready to retake the LSATs?
I thought that after our talk, you...
Nothing about our talk said I'm interested in bombing the test again.
You're not going to bomb it again.
How do you know?
Because the first time you took it, you were missing one essential ingredient. Me.
Not interested. If I let you help me, will you leave me alone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Get excited.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, I forget. Why are we looking into Gabby Stone again?
Oh,
right. Because I said she's innocent, and now you agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you that she's innocent. But if there's even the slightest chance that someone else is involved, they're putting the whole company at risk, and I can't have that.
Okay, so you disagree with what we agree about?
I'll agree with that.
I don't feel sorry for Gabby Stone at all.
Because?
I found her. I was her immediate supervisor. I nurtured her. And she tries to cheat and give us a bad name.
How commonplace would you say cheating is here?
It's not. It's not the kind of shop we run.
So when Miss Stone made the trade and the investment tripled in value, you weren't suspicious?
My job's not to worry about the traders that are making money. My job's to worry about the traders who aren't.
So how exactly does the tip sheet system work?
Our technical analysts predict stocks that are likely to have larger than expected volatility. These predictions are handed out to our traders on a daily basis in the form of a tip sheet.
All these traders get the same tip sheet?
Exactly. The print's on a red paper so they can't be copied. Every trader is responsible for returning their sheet at the end of the day so they can be shredded.
So no records exist?
We keep electronic copies.
I'll need to see those copies for the last year.
I thought you meant. I'm assuming you own a computer?
One more thing. I'll need to see a list of all the trades Morello Assets made in the last year.
Well, I can't give you that.
Why not?
Tip sheets have expired, but our current positions, that's proprietary information. I can't release that on just your say-so.
That's not a request. We need to protect the company, and we're covered under attorney-client privilege.
And I'm telling you, I'm not giving you shit. You think I don't know what attorney-client privilege is? No, you corporate lawyers look down your noses at us because we didn't go to Ivy League schools. Just because I don't have a fancy degree doesn't mean you get to come into my house and order me around. And you go whine to Morello, and I'll knock you on your ass at the bush you are.
Well, Sam, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I've been working for your boss, Dean Morello, for a very long time, and let me tell you something. You try to stonewall me, you'll be out on the street in less than a week. As for the other stuff, do I think that I'm smarter than you? You're damn right I do. But if you think that means that I can't kick your ass up and down this floor, take a swing and see what happens. I didn't think so.
That was amazing. He was like he was Mr. T and you were Rocky. But like not Rocky at the beginning when he's all scared of Mr. T, but at the end, he's all like, give us your best shot, you know? Adrian! Yes!
That's funny, but you might want to wipe that grin off your face.
What? Why?
Because without those trades, we don't have shit, and your little girlfriend's gonna rot in jail.
By the way, you gotta work on your Stallone. You need a lower register.
Ooh.
That was an incredible Stallone. I've been doing that since I was a kid. You can't touch it.
Ooh.
You have food in your mouth.
No, I swallowed it.
Ooh. There's food in your mouth.
Adrian.
That's disgusting.
Come on, you got this one.
It's A. No, it's C. Actually, it's D. It's definitely D.
Final answer?
Yes, D.
It's A. Ugh. Rachel, you got to remember they're asking why the argument is most vulnerable.
I can make the case that they're all vulnerable arguments.
You could, but your first instinct was A. You got to go with your gut.
Right. So what if my gut can find the exception where A is wrong? What am I supposed to do then?
You ignore it.
I can't. That's easier said than done.
Look, the test isn't trying to trick you,
Rachel. But sometimes it is, Mike.
Well, you got to let that go.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't want to get any questions wrong.
Okay. I think we found your problem. You're so afraid of getting fooled by a few trick questions that you're letting it mess you up with all the other ones. Look, Rachel, you want to get into Harvard, you need a 170. Okay? If you let a few of these trick questions go, you're going to be fine. But if you keep trying to be perfect, you're going to overthink this whole thing. You're going to end up with a 130. Rachel, nobody gets all the trick questions.
What about you?
First grade. They gave me an achievement test.
I scored in the 99th percentile, so they kept giving me achievement tests all the way up to the 8th grade level. I kept getting in the 99th percentile with every one of them.
I mean, you couldn't get the 100th?
There is no 100th. Next question. Come on.
King Lear.
I happen to like King Lear. And unlike some people I know, Lewis's references don't begin and end with Top Gun.
Hey, I love Lewis, and I don't care what you say. I am not leaving my wingman. See, that's funny, because that's from Top Gun.
He's a wild card, flies by the seat of his pants. Think I can't quote Top Gun. Get the hell out of here.
That was good. Hey, Mike. Bert Kimball's coming to see me. I need you in the meeting.
Ooh, number two at Morella? Bet he's coming to yell at you after your big show down there yesterday. If you need me, I got you back.
Thinking about finally going to law school?
Oh, no, I'm helping Rachel study.
Pretty paralegal, got it.
Okay, it's not like that.
Exactly like that. Oh, that reminds me. How did you manage to take the LSATs for a woman?
Me? We took the test the same day. She signed my name on hers, and I signed hers on mine. Why? What's so funny?
I just pictured you in drag.
I could pull that off. Got soft features.
I want to apologize for Samuel's behavior. He's had a chip on his shoulder ever since the Department of Justice investigated Ms. Stone's malfeasance. He's very protective of the firm.
He's a good man to have in your corner.
Well, so are you. In these folders, you'll find every trade made by Morello Assets in the last year.
Personally delivered by Bert Kimball, I'm flattered.
Well, I just want to make sure you've got everything you need, Harvey. We really appreciate your diligence. Now I better get back to the office. Australian markets are just opening up. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Bert.
Harvey, this is great. We can take these tip sheets and put them... What are you doing?
This guy's not that friendly to his own mother. He's hiding something and I'm pissed.
What are you talking about?
Those aren't the real trades.
Okay, so how do we get them? Right, how do I get them?
Hello? You figure out how to get the most profitable trades yet, Mike?
The Morello brokers hang out at a bar called The Closing Bell. I'm on my way now.
Just remember, you're working. I'll talk to you later.
What are you talking about?
You, me, Pepiol, Coswell, Williamson, that guy Dick, still owe me $20.
Yeah, right. Russell.
Right.
Still begging for scraps over there at Gerbich or what?
Wish. Hey, I need a shot.
What is this? Oh, drink mine, please.
Baker? You're better than that, man. Money!
God, you guys are a bunch of pussies. I guarantee you, my biggest trades kick the ass out of your biggest trades.
I don't think so, brother.
Last month, I made $2 million on Cahill Metals in 1 hour.
$2 million? I made $4 million off of Montrolux back in February. That stock tripled overnight. What's up?
$4 million? Oh, that's adorable. How about the $6 million I just cleared on Ripian Micro Devices?
Oh, yeah? What do you think my boy here made on Piper Web Systems?
What, this guy?
Right here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, a pack of chewing gum in your sister's panties?
Oh, it's on.
It's landed!
7 million off of Drogon Limited. 8 million off of Epling RTX. $9 million off of RMA Integrated Products.
Well, gentlemen,
Reed
is good.
So is his sister.
Come on, man. That's his sister. That's not cool.
Dude, you just made like the same joke.
Hey, Bradley's finally here.
All right, ladies. Listen, I got a split. It's been real. I'll get drinks next time, all
right? Right.
Make money, money, make money!
Harvey! I got the trades.
Good. We'll talk tomorrow.
What? No, I'm coming over now.
You're drunk. Do not.
All right, cool. Over. I'll see you in a minute.
Hey! Harvey, come on. We gotta save Gabby.
Beverly!
Oh, you got a sweet place, dude.
Don't ever call me dude.
Do you think that maybe I could take it off your hands, like when you're going out of town, like a house-sitting type situation?
Remind me to have Donna get you a spare key. You have the trades?
Ta-da.
Good.
Hey, when can we,
I'm still upset that I didn't get the internship. It would have been so much fun to work together.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me ask you something. How did you turn it around with the LSATs?
What do you mean?
Come on, you took home, didn't do so well, and now you're at Harvard Law? That's exactly what I want to be doing. Then tell me, what'd you do, sleep with a grader? What?
I paid someone to take them for me.
What?
There's this guy. I heard about him from a friend of a friend. I paid him $1,000, and he took the LSATs for me. He got me a 172.
You cheated on the LSATs?
When we were paralegals, we were smarter than half the associates. What? Why should I be denied my chance because I can't pass some stupid test? I'm living my dream, Rich. I'm not going to apologize for it to anyone.
Come on.
Hello?
Blinky, you're with Scott.
Scott? How are you, man? Talked to you in forever.
You still taking LSATs for other people? I have a customer for you.
No, man, I'm not in that business anymore. I'm sorry.
Trust me, you want to take this meeting, dude. This chick is smoking hot.
What's her name?
Rachel Zane.
You didn't give her my name, did you?
No, of course not.
I'm not taking that meeting, man.
What do you want me to sign now? Confession that I killed Kennedy?
I'm not going to pretend to be your best friend, Miss Stone, but my interests happen to be aligned with yours right now, so please sit down. Your colleagues' most profitable trades.
Why are you showing them to me?
Every single one of them comes from stocks that Morello Assets didn't officially recommend.
This is either a hell of a coincidence, or these traders were all given different tip sheets.
So you believe me? When I said my tip sheet had Lunardi Pharmaceuticals on it.
Well, I'm getting there, but you got flagged by the DOJ, and no one else at Morello did, so I want to know why. What's different here?
None of these trades are for more than $9 million. That's Morello's recommended amount.
And your Lunardi purchase was for $10 million.
Maybe someone figured out that any trade under $10 million wouldn't draw DOJ attention.
Why'd you make a trade for $1 million more than the recommended amount?
Look at me. I'm not exactly fraternity material. It's a cutthroat world, and I wasn't performing well. So I took a chance, and I tried to hit it big. I picked the wrong trade.
Gabby, if you knew you were innocent, then why didn't you fight this harder?
After I saw how much money the trade made, I suspected something. I went to Burke Kimball. He reassured me that I made a profitable trade and did nothing wrong. He even told me I had a $300,000 bonus coming at the end of the quarter. I should have gone to someone, said something. I made one mistake, and I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Scott. Yeah, it's Mike Ross. This is Rachel Zane. Tell her I'll take the meeting. Just don't tell her my name.
Who's that on the phone?
Nothing.
You thinking about Gabby?
I'm thinking about her lawyer.
What?
Knowing what she said, why would that Zegan guy agree to a deal that puts his client behind bars without even putting up a fight? I can't stand that kind of shot at Glenn.
It's a bad version of both of us. He doesn't care about his client, and he's not about winning.
He's got even less style than you.
Or at least, yeah, that's relevant at all.
Hold on, how did she get this lawyer?
Your friend Bradley.
The one who also works at Morello's.
Yeah.
I don't think Bradley's as good a friend as she thinks he is. Here's what you're gonna do.
I looked into it. You were right.
Put this together fast.
I care about Gabby.
You were right, too.
You want me to go with you?
I'm sorry, but I gotta take care of this one myself.
Rachel? What are you doing all the way over here?
This guy has the best soft pretzels in town. Do you want to try it?
No, I'm good. Hey, how are you feeling about the LSATs? Really happy with all the prep we did yesterday. I'm really excited for you.
You're excited for me? Why do you even care?
I was just asking.
Well, just stop asking. Look, I came down here because I just want to be by myself, and I bump into you, and the first thing you want to talk about is the LSATs?
Hey, sorry. Truth is, I came down here to clear my head, too.
About what?
It's Gabby Stone.
The girl who did the insider trading?
She actually suspected that something was wrong after the trade, but she didn't do anything about it. She didn't want to jeopardize her career. Now she's going to be paying for that mistake for the rest of her life.
Anyway, I'm sorry I ruined your alone time. I'll see you back at the office.
Let me ask you something, Nick. Does Burke Kimball drag his feet paying you two?
Excuse me?
Because in my experience, getting money from that asshole is like getting blood from a stone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. See, after I saw your client sitting in jail, I got to wondering. That should find you.
I'm going to call security. Absolutely.
See, it turns out that her friend Bradley recommended you. Bradley, who's been at Morello Assets for the past 7 years. So, I checked. You know what I found? You represented Burke Kimball in a civil suit 12 years ago. It just so happens that you also represented Lunardi Pharmaceuticals in their FDA approval proceedings.
Doesn't mean anything.
You see my relationship with the DOJ. You want me to point them in your direction? Or do you want to admit to me that Burke Kimball's paying you off?
I don't understand. I thought all this business was done with.
It's almost sorted out, Dean. I'm just here to let you know that Bert's a crook.
What did you say?
Harvey.
He used a lawyer to periodically provide him with inside information.
Once he got this information, he handed out one tip sheet different from all the others, so the trader, in this instance Gabrielle Stone, would make a trade not knowing that she was acting on an illegal tip. It was actually ingenious. If the trade was ever under suspicion, even the trader couldn't point a bird.
Okay. We've heard more than enough. Thank you.
I don't think so. Miss Stone made two mistakes. One, she made a trade for more than $9 million. The other was not going to the DOJ the second the stock shot up through the roof.
You son of a bitch.
Harvey, this is a lot to digest.
Well, I'll make it easy for you, Dean. He's a cancer. You don't cut him loose, he's going to kill your whole company.
How dare you walk in here and accuse me with these things? But you are my lawyer.
No, Bert. I'm the lawyer for Morello Asset Management. As far as the law is concerned, Dean Morello is my client, not you.
Dumb son of a bitch.
Bert, you're fired.
What?
Effective immediately.
You're going to fire me because of this? Well, I hope you're happy. Because without me, this hedge fund's nothing.
I'll be happy when the Department of Justice puts your ass in handcuffs. Enjoy your freedom, Bert, because they're coming for you. And since you're a bigger trophy than Gabrielle Stone, you're going to get a whole lot more than 11 months.
Harvey, I want you to know that I knew nothing about any of this.
Dean, when I was 13 years old, my little brother was getting bullied by a kid in the neighborhood. One day I confronted the kid's father. He told me he didn't know anything about it. You know what his problem was? It was his goddamn job to know.
Thanks for getting me out.
I'm just sorry we couldn't get you your bonus.
It wasn't mine to begin with. But without it, I don't know how I'm going to pay you.
Don't worry about it. Dean Morello is footing this bill.
You believed in me. I can't tell you how grateful I am to both of you.
Never doubted you for a second. Oh, Gabby, I wanted to give you something. Left it on your desk.
Thank you. All right, well, I'm going to find some water.
You don't come back soon, we're sending out a search party.
You never doubted her for a second?
I didn't doubt her for a second. I doubted her for days.
Yeah, that's not what you just led her to believe.
People hear what they want to hear.
Oh, I meant to ask you, that big guy that you got in a fight with, Mr. T, was he in on this whole thing?
No. He was just a dick.
I mean, that was the most brilliant betrayal of King Lear I have ever seen come up between the dragon and its wrath. Thank you for tonight, Jessica. Really, this was nice. This was really, really nice.
You're welcome, Liz. And yes, this was really nice. Listen, I just want you to know how much I appreciate everything that you do for this firm.
I take a lot of pride in my work.
I know, and you're very good at what you do.
Okay, can you just please say that once in front of Harvey?
Lewis, I know you and Harvey have a rivalry. And the truth is that right now, Harvey is more valuable to the firm. But that doesn't always mean that he's going to be on top. Because another truth is that I can't always count on Harvey to listen to me. But I can count on you.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
So you keep doing what you're doing, Lewis, and you're going to be just fine. And if he doesn't know it already, I promise Harvey is going to understand just how valuable you are to me.
You know, next week there's a revival of Cats.
No.
Nice touch. Tickets to the Yankee game. Found them on my desk. Can't wait.
You're welcome.
Nachos are on you this time.
Oh, those tickets aren't for you and me. They're for you and Lewis.
Oh, Sunday the 20th. Did I mention that I'm busy that night?
I know you are. You're busy going to the Yankee game with Lewis. Son, your ego's writing checks that your body can't cash. Oh, see, that's funny because now I'm quoting Top Gun and get out of my office.
Very funny.
Uh-huh.
Very funny.
Blake, hey, you got a second? I just
I just want to thank you.
Thank me for what?
For going out of your way to help me with the LSATs.
It's nothing. You would have done the same for me.
I put a lot of pressure on myself. I always have. You're right. I'm a perfectionist.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. My dad, he always wanted a son. Never something that they brought up. It was just sort of there. And I never felt like I was good enough for him. Which is why I don't like to put myself in positions where I might fail. So, I decided to just push the LSATs, give myself a little more time to study.
That's good. It's great. I think you made the right choice.
Really? Why? You were the one that's been pushing me to take them next week.
I just meant that I support the decision you made, that's all.
Why are you suddenly changing your tune?
Because if you're not ready, you're not ready. Listen, I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, that's not why. All that interest in Teresa, and then the other guy didn't show up, but you did. You were gonna take the test for me.
What guy? What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're the test genius, right? Mike, I could pick up the phone and find out right now.
Yes, I took the test for your friend Teresa.
That's the whole reason you were trying to help me. Because you thought if you didn't, you were going to get caught.
That's not true.
How am I supposed to believe that? Honestly, how am I supposed to believe anything you say when the whole time you were at Harvard studying to be a lawyer, you were actually cheating for other people?
Yes, I was helping people cheat, okay? But...
But what?
It's not the whole story.